Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. Congress goes to work this morning confronted with the dismal fact that 8 of its members have been linked with a major bribery scandal. Some phases of the 2-year investigation have not been completed, but authorities say the government will soon begin presenting evidence to federal grand juries in New York, Philadelphia, and Washington. Fred Graham has details.
The Capitol Hill figures who have been implicated are Senator Harrison Williams of New Jersey and Representatives John Murphy of New York, Frank Thompson of New Jersey, John Jenrette of South Carolina, and Richard Kelly of Florida. And from Pennsylvania, Michael Myers, Raymond Lederer, and John Murtha. Well-placed sources have said that FBI men posing as representatives of a wealthy Arab sheik operated what amounted to a congressional sting operation, passing out hundreds of thousands of dollars in alleged bribes. The congressmen implicated have so far either not been available for comment or have admitted that they met with the phony Arabs but said it was innocent efforts to obtain new industry for their constituencies. FBI Director William Webster was asked about a usual defense that is raised in situations such as this, entrapment.
We have an awful lot of good legal advice in all our sting operations to make sure that that doesn't happen.
But as Congress returns today, some members are expected to ask why huge sums of taxpayers' money was used in efforts to entice congressmen to violate the law. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
Congress itself may soon be taking an active part in the inquiry, and we'll hear about that from Mariah McLaughlin.
Congressional ethics committees are already being pressured to jump right into the investigation of the members of Congress who have reportedly been implicated in the 2-year-old FBI probe. Although the chairman of the House Ethics Committee, Charles Bennett, says his committee has been looking into misconduct charges against some of the same congressmen included in the FBI investigation, he doubts his committee will go into full gear immediately. Members of Congress hate service on ethics committees. They find it difficult to sit in judgment on their colleagues. And this time, it will be doubly difficult for the House committee, because an ethics committee member, Congressman John Murtha, a Democrat of Pennsylvania, is one of those mentioned in connection with the FBI investigation. Mariah McLaughlin, CBS News, Washington.
The Washington Post this morning says freshman Senator Larry Pressler, Republican of South Dakota, was approached during the sting operation but refused to have any part of it. Ayatollah Khomeini today is unofficially reported agreeing to meet with Iran's new president, Abul Hassan Bani Sadr, to discuss a UN plan for release of the American hostages, now commencing their 4th month of captivity. And in a message read by his son, Khomeini denounces imperialist interference in independent countries, a clear reference to the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. The Ayatollah says his followers should, quote, cut off the hands of the superpowers of the East and West. Deputy Secretary of State Warren Christopher and National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski today flew from Pakistan to Saudi Arabia. Peter Collins reports their departure from Islamabad.
Brzezinski and Christopher have left Pakistan without reaching final agreement on how much military and economic aid the U.S. should give this country to bolster it against the threat of Soviet forces next door in Afghanistan. In 2 days of talks ending last night, Pakistan's President Zia-ul-Haq was apparently able to persuade Brzezinski that the $400 million being offered by the Carter administration is not enough. As a result, Brzezinski said the administration has decided to postpone its request to Congress for aid to Pakistan. An American military team is staying behind here to assess Pakistan's needs in detail. A new aid proposal will be submitted to Congress after the military assessment is complete and consultations with U.S. allies on how much they will give to Pakistan. Peter Collins, CBS News, Islamabad.
Senator Edward Kennedy, campaigning yesterday in Biddeford, Maine, criticized President Carter's unilateral commitment to protect the Persian Gulf area, as well as the attitude of some of the nations that belong to it.
I think those countries in the Persian Gulf and the other countries of the area ought to be a little understanding of some of the problems that we're facing. And if they are expecting the United States to be there working with them in order to protect their security, there's going to have to be a little mutuality of interest, or what we all know is a little back-scratching as well, and looking out for the United States interest.
Kennedy was especially critical of Saudi Arabia for raising the price of its crude oil last week. Three more members of OPEC raised their prices today, Indonesia, Nigeria, and Algeria. Kennedy appeared briefly in New Hampshire last evening, then flew to his home in Hyannisport, Massachusetts for the night. He resumes campaigning in northern New England this afternoon. Ronald Reagan resumes his campaign today with a week-long swing through the Northeast and South, a trip that Jerry Bowen in Los Angeles reports has been altered to include appearances in New Hampshire.
In response to a poll which shows his support is slipping there while George Bush is making gains, Reagan said he has always thought of New Hampshire as an uphill battle. He is pleased, however, by his weekend win of 6 delegates in Arkansas, where Bush only received 1 national delegate. Reagan's comments on the campaign came in Los Angeles Sunday at a rally to kick off his California campaign, raise some much-needed funds, and celebrate his birthday. An estimated 5,000 supporters gave $90,000 and, in turn, saw a score of entertainers, including Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, perform or speak on Reagan's behalf. In response, Reagan thanked his followers for celebrating what he called the 30th anniversary of his 39th birthday. Reagan will be 69 on Wednesday. Jerry Bowen, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Reagan's political director, Charles Black, realizing that the candidate's age is an issue, says you know his birthday is not going to go unreported, so you might as well put a positive light on it. No classes today for public school students in Chicago. The teachers are on strike. Regine Schlesinger reports from CBS radio station WBBM.
Chicago's public school teachers are walking picket lines this morning, refusing to work because of a bitter dispute with the school board over 683 jobs that were cut to trim $60 million from the bankrupt school system's budget. More than 10,000 teachers voted by a 3-1 margin in favor of the walkout after an emotional speech by union president Robert Healy.
The only mistake I've ever made in representing your interests when you're dealing with sharks is to go for logic. They want to hit us right in the gut. And I, for one, in this town where they say money will buy everything, where they say I'll buy the Chicago Teachers Union with the check, I'd spit in their eye before I'd vote for anything but the strike!
School officials have told the city's nearly 500,000 students to stay home today because their safety might be endangered if they try to cross the picket lines. Regine Schlesinger for CBS News, Chicago.
Over the weekend, Chicago also faced the possibility of a strike by firefighters, but yesterday the union's executive board voted to postpone a walkout temporarily, pending good faith negotiations on the part of the city. At least 32 inmates were killed in the weekend riot at the New Mexico State Prison, and authorities are afraid the death toll will rise. David Dow in Santa Fe reports the aftermath.
Officials spent the night surveying the damage, poking into recesses of the New Mexico State Penitentiary, and pronounced what they saw incomprehensible. It was one of the bloodiest episodes in recent U.S. prison history, and though it was over 36 hours after it began, many doubted the prison would ever be usable again. Damage estimates run as high as $10 million. Cell blocks are gutted by fires and vandalism. As an inspecting politician put it, everything is torn from everything. Among the dead inmates, some apparently had been mutilated. Others died in the flames and smoke. Some state leaders concede the prison was overcrowded and understaffed. It had had trouble before. Prisoners said they weren't surprised that trouble broke out again. The most immediate problem for prison officials now is finding new homes for the prison's 1,100 surviving inmates. There's room for some of them in the state's other prisons and jails, but authorities are also considering invitations to move part of the population to prisons in neighboring states. David Dow, CBS News, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Demonstrators in Tripoli, capital of Libya, invaded the French embassy this morning and set it on fire. The French foreign ministry reports that all embassy personnel escaped. The U.S. dollar is generally higher overseas. While gold is selling below Friday's levels, it was fixed in London at $672 an ounce.
CBS News. Reports of corruption among members of Congress are making waves, and not only on Capitol Hill. I'm Richard C. Hautelet reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The story that 8 members of the House and Senate have taken bribes from federal agents playing the part of a rich Arab business syndicate have been angrily denied by some of the men involved. They and others have further protested that the first they knew of the two-year-old federal scam operation was when they heard broadcast reports and read the story in the newspapers. Today, the Justice Department said it will make a, quote, intensive investigation of how news organizations learned of the FBI operation. Spokesman Robert Smith declared, quote, the disclosures made by the media are regrettable because they may injure the reputation of innocent people. The object of the internal investigation will be to see whether Justice Department employees deliberately leaked the story. The department will have no comment about the corruption affair until its inquiries are completed. The chairman of the Senate Ethics Committee, Alabama Democrat Howell Heflin, says the committee will conduct a thorough investigation of all allegations against any senators involved in the FBI probe. So far, the only senator named is Harrison Williams, Democrat of New Jersey. Seven members of the House of Representatives have been mentioned in connection with the investigation. The chairman of the House Ethics Committee says an inquiry already underway, presumably on other matters, will be expanded to include the FBI's findings. More news after this.
You know, I still get a kick out of beating my brother Dave, but there's one game I can never touch him in, and that's money. Old Dave knows how to make it and how to save it. One day he says, smarten up, kid. Your savings account is insured and the interest is guaranteed, but it only pays 5.5%. Inflation is about 13%, so figure it out. You're not keeping up. Dave says, call Fidelity. Get into one of their money market funds. The yields are a lot higher than most savings plans. Fidelity gives you check writing, and there's one fund you can get into for only $1,000. Call Fidelity, Dave says. Ask for their current yields and a free prospectus. Read it carefully before you invest. My brother Dave doesn't rush into anything. You can call Fidelity toll-free at 800-225-6190. Yeah, 225-6190. The Fidelity High Yield Money Market Funds. Sometimes it's nice to have a big brother watching.
Officials in Thailand say Vietnamese forces near the Cambodian border continue to threaten concentrations of Cambodian refugees inside Thailand. While that could lead to new crisis, James Grant, the director of UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, says efforts to stave off starvation in Cambodia have had some success. Steve Patton reports.
The executive director of UNICEF, one of the major aid organizations assisting Cambodia, today said disaster had been temporarily averted. He said the international relief efforts, including those of the Red Cross and UNICEF, in bringing food into Cambodia for the past 3 months, had been successful in at least delaying any further major calamity for the Cambodian people. But Mr. Grant warned there is potential for disaster this coming summer and early fall in the months before the principal rice crop is harvested in Cambodia. The UNICEF official, an American who once served as a U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, refuted recent claims that many people in Cambodia are not being given food by the authorities. Mr. Grant said some of the food came from the current rice crop, parts of which are still being harvested. He added the government in Cambodia had made the apparent decision to make this rice available for the general population. Steve Patton for CBS News, Bangkok.
The French embassy building in Tripoli, Libya, was destroyed today by a mob of demonstrators, apparently because France has actively supported Tunisia against pressure and violence coming from Libya. That done, the mob stormed the Tunisian embassy. Again, there were no casualties. France and Tunisia say Libyan authorities ignored demands for help. Stocks and other news after this.
It's the most powerful force on Earth, complex beyond belief. What makes it love, hate, create, destroy? This is E.G. Marshall. Join me tonight for Mysteries of the Mind, a new National Geographic special that journeys to the ultimate frontier, the human brain. It's powerful, mind-expanding television made possible by a grant from Gulf Oil Corporation. Tonight at 8, 7 Central on your local PBS station. This message paid for by Gulf Oil.
Helen, don't buy that pain reliever.
Why not? They're all the same.
Check the labels.
Okay, 2 tablets of regular Tylenol, 650 milligrams.
Check the other pain relievers, too.
Bayer, 650 milligrams. Bufferin, 650 milligrams. Anacin, 800 milligrams. I didn't know Anacin had more pain reliever.
That's what makes Anacin different. More pain reliever and a special combination of medical ingredients.
I'm switching to Anacin.
Get the Anacin difference. Use only as directed.
35 bodies have been recovered so far, and the death toll is expected to go higher in the New Mexico State Prison mutiny. Governor Bruce King held a press conference today and said he understood that at least 7 of the dead prisoners died of self-administered overdoses of drugs taken from the prison hospital during the riot. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is down 1.87, volume on the big board 18.5 million shares. The Dow Jones Industrials stand at 879.61. Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. Watergate and its trail of broken lives is history. So is Koreagate and its story of bribery and corruption. Now we have Abscam, FBI agents posing as Arab sheiks buying favors. One senator and 7 representatives have been publicly implicated, and it may be only the beginning. Fred Graham has a report.
There were protests of innocence from members of Congress implicated in the bribery scandal. Senator Harrison Williams of New Jersey.
I have done nothing wrong, and that's as much as I think is necessary to say now.
Representative John Jenrette of South Carolina.
I know of no wrongdoing that I have done or the congressional office that I serve in.
Representative John Murphy of New York.
I didn't take any actions on behalf of anyone.
Representative Richard Kelly of Florida.
I have not been involved in any kind of criminal activity.
Entrapment may later be raised as a defense, but that is a legal excuse only if a defendant can show that he is an otherwise innocent type who was pressured by undercover agents to commit a crime he would never otherwise have done. This is a tough defense for a savvy politician to prove, and any defendant would, of course, have to admit first that he took a bribe before he could claim entrapment. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
There was a kind of sadness on Capitol Hill today, a kind of reluctance, a kind of fear of what has come and is yet to come in the FBI's long investigation of bribery and corruption. Mariah McLaughlin reports.
Speaker Thomas O'Neill called the reported results of the FBI probe of members of Congress serious and a blow to the Congress. As the members who were implicated issued written denials, the Senate and House Ethics Committees were gearing up for action. The House committee met in a hastily called emergency session. There was indecision on how to proceed, questions about a special counsel, and worries that the committee action might interfere with the federal investigation. Republicans seemed eager to move ahead. Democrats appeared less so. The first order of business for the committees will be to try to gain access to the evidence, including the videotapes gathered on members of Congress by the FBI. Failing that, they will have to try to set out on their own. And when the investigations are all over, the committees have 4 choices of action. No action at all against the members, or they can reprimand them, or censure them, or throw them out of the Congress. Mariah McLaughlin, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The FBI code word ABSCAM stands for Arab Scam, and 2 Arab American organizations have already protested to President Carter and the Justice Department that this is a slur on Arabs, that it feeds prejudice and perpetuates an ugly Arab image. More news after this.
It's the most powerful force on Earth, complex beyond belief. What makes it love, hate, create, destroy? This is E.G. Marshall. Join me tonight for Mysteries of the Mind, a new National Geographic special that journeys to the ultimate frontier, the human brain. It's powerful, mind-expanding television made possible by a grant from Gulf Oil Corporation. Tonight at 8, 7 Central on your local PBS station. This message paid for by Gulf Oil.
A cold? That's all I need.
For aches and fever, all you need is Bayer aspirin.
The flu, that's all I need.
For aches and fever, all you need is Bayer aspirin. Of all medicines available for aches and fever of cold or flu, doctors recommend aspirin most. And Bayer is 100% pure aspirin. If this winter...
All I need is a cold or flu.
Rest, fluids, and for aches and fever, all you need is Bayer aspirin. Use only as directed.
President Brezhnev said today that the Soviet Union wants to keep détente and said reckless imperialist forces must not be allowed to destroy it. Brezhnev meant the United States, but while he was talking détente at a banquet, the wife of the dissident Andrei Sakharov was back in Moscow with another statement from Sakharov in his apartment exile in the city of Gorky. Gordon Joselov has that story.
There have been death threats against him, Sakharov said. Threats he takes very seriously because they penetrated the total isolation imposed on him by the KGB secret police. One came from two men who showed up at his apartment brandishing a pistol and threatening, in Sakharov's words, to create an Afghanistan right there. They also said a place had been prepared for him at a nearby psychiatric hospital. The other threat came on a postcard delivered on the day when there's no scheduled mail delivery. Sakharov also said he'd been warned by a local prosecutor not to make any more statements. Otherwise, he was told, the place and conditions of his exile would be changed, and measures would be taken against his wife. Sakharov said he rejected restrictions placed on him, knowing full well the consequences which could result. Gordon Joselov, CBS News, Moscow.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
It's here, the new classic in John Jake's Kent Family Chronicles. It's called The Americans. The Americans, following seven previous bestsellers, from The Bastard through The Lawless, tracing a new generation of Kents through our nation's history. The Americans, an unforgettable story that sweeps from San Francisco's Barbary Coast to the cool marble mansions of Newport and New York's teeming slums. The Americans, the Joe paperback that 25 million readers have been waiting for. It's here.
The Score, where the name of the game is to keep you going. Goodyear.
The Goodyear Service Store keeps you going straight down the road with a front-end alignment. At the store, caster, camber, and tow will be set to proper alignment, and experts will inspect your tires and suspension and steering, all for just $15.88, slightly higher in California, front-wheel drive and Chevette Extra. Come to the store. The Goodyear Service Store keeps you going.
Goodyear!
They've been searching for victims today in the gutted remains of New Mexico's state penitentiary, and as they searched, officials were saying that the death toll from battles between inmates might reach 45 or 50. Barry Peterson reports.
Some state officials believe the prison can be salvaged, but estimate that will cost $17 million. Others say the damage is so complete that the facility is useless, that a new prison must be built from the ground up. Indeed, inside, the destruction of hell gone wild. Every window in the administration building is broken. Plumbing fixtures are ripped from walls, so there is water everywhere. Prisoners sacked the infirmary for drugs, and the nightmare was on. Cell block 4, protective custody. Inmate informers isolated from other prisoners. Those who seized control checked records and then went to work. In one cell, the bloodstains tell the story. A man killed or very badly beaten. His body dragged out and tossed off the second floor tier to the concrete floor below. In other cells, the same gruesome picture. For a time in this place, there were no rules, no limits to brutality. Barry Peterson, CBS News, at the New Mexico State Penitentiary, Santa Fe.
Wall Street in a moment.
Of the four largest American car companies, only one has improved the mileage ratings on every standard car it's making in America. It's not General Motors. It's not Chrysler. It's not American Motors. It's Ford Motor Company. This is based on actual EPA ratings for 1979 and 1980 introductory models. And we use some incredible technology to do it. Space-age computers to trim hundreds of pounds from our cars to help save gas without sacrificing room or comfort. We used massive wind tunnels to help improve the aerodynamics to save gas. And we developed an electronic brain that makes the engine think twice before wasting gas.
Think you could see tomorrow.
Tomorrow's here right now.
The way it looks to us today.
Making cars to save gas.
You say incredible.
At Ford. Technology is paying off.
Ford, that's incredible.
Ford, that is incredible.
Ford, that's incredible.
Stocks down on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrials closed at 875, down 6.39. The average price per share down 20 cents on the New York Exchange, volume 43 million shares. The average price down 6 cents on the American. Wall Street on this World Tonight.